Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of WikiCuriosity Media or its affiliates. WikiCuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to. Any music featured on WikiCuriosity Media programs is used with the express written consent of the artist, owner, or distributor. Coming to you live from the Wiki Curiosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's Behind the Screen Radio Show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a very, very special episode of The Cinephiles. I'm Dan.
And I'm Alex.
And you can still join us. Call in 718-664-9735. Again, 718-664-9735. That'll bring you into the studio with us. You can also hit us up on our live stream chat on twitch.com at WikiCuriosity Media. Also, head on over to our Facebook page, WikiCuriosity Media and Behind the Screen Radio Show. Hit us up. Also, head on over to YouTube and follow the page, WikiCuriosity Media. Hit us up on TikTok, Wicked_Angel. You can find all of our archived shows at blogtalkradio.com/WikiCuriosityMedia and on iTunes at WikiCuriosity Media. I think that is the quickest I've ever done the intro.
Yes.
Yeah. Like I said, tonight is a very special show. It is the end of an era here on Behind the Screen and on WikiCuriosity Media. Tonight is Alex's last show as official host of the Cinephiles.
Yep.
So would you like to tell our audience of, you know, five listeners, why this is your last show?
Next Monday, here in a couple of days, I'm going to be heading out to Air Force BMP for 7.5 weeks, and then, you know, training school after that. I'm going to be busy. Big military man now.
Yeah. Alex is heading off to join the Air Force. I, for one, couldn't be prouder. I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited for you. This is going to be an amazing journey for you. I have no doubt that this is going to be one hell of an adventure for you. I'm sad that you're leaving the show, because I mean, we've been doing this together probably 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have been
probably close to 15 years unofficial on air, but 2 on air.
Yeah.
Official.
2 years as an official co-host. But yeah, we've been so the things that we talk about on air are the exact same things that we talk about off air. Like there's no difference. It's when we talk or when we text or when we get together or anything like that, it's literally the same thing. You know, we talk about...
Speaking of which, last week, I issued you a challenge, an amalgamverse of Avengers, Justice League, DC, Marvel.
Yes.
We did not get to why you chose to do Green Arrow and Green Lantern.
Okay, but we have to go through all of them. We have to go through all of them.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm going to have to bring this up. Let's see. Okay. So, do you want to do yours first?
Yeah.
Okay. So what this is basically is what we did is we took members of the Justice League and members of the Avengers and just kind of combined them.
It was all of Marvel sort of thing.
Yeah.
All Marvel,
yeah.
All DC.
Yeah. Took like the main members, like what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 members and combined them. So.
Yeah. So, I did, looking back on mine and thinking about them, some of them don't make, two of them I would change if I could, but, that's my submitted results of the Avengers League that I have dubbed it. Number one is Superman and Thor, which, in my opinion, is perfect. They are unbeatable.
Yeah.
Like, there's no weaknesses that I can think of. I know they both absorb each other's weaknesses, but I don't know.
I mean, Kryptonite, I think, would have less of an effect.
Yeah, but the whole magic thing is totally negated.
Yeah.
Thor's pure magic, almost.
Yeah.
Nice Mjolnir is.
Yeah. And, I mean, he basically wields, you know, a form of magic, per se.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that. So the whole magic thing is negated completely.
Yeah. Kryptonite doesn't do all that much, and it's already hard to find, so.
Yeah.
There you go. That's it.
So. Yeah, I mean, I did the same, Superman and Thor. Yeah, it's Superman's strength, speed, agility, and ability to learn every language combined with Thor's strength, speed, agility, command of the Bifrost, command of... you know, lightning, and just his pure raw power would make Super Thor unstoppable.
Yeah. Until they get stopped by an anime amalgamation, but I don't want to talk about that.
That's a little deep right there. You're getting deep right there.
Yeah, I don't agree with it. It's a thing. They did a death battle about it, and I don't agree with your results, but...
Yeah.
So whatever.
Yeah.
My next amalgamation, which if I could change, I would be Batman and Captain America.
Okay.
Thinking about it, it would be good. But if the heroes had a choice in it, I don't think Batman would do it because I don't think Batman. Well, I know Batman would not take the Super Soldier Serum. It's been offered to him. Powers have been offered to him many times. Enhancements in his abilities have been offered to him many times, and he's always rejected it. So if this was a choice kind of thing, I don't think Batman would do it. But if it's like a forceful thing, like you're getting merged with this person, then I think Captain America would be the best option.
Okay.
Just because he gets his enhanced... And honestly, it's just like a slight enhance in strength and enhance in speed. he has, I don't know, Cap's Battlefield knowledge mixed with Batman's Battlefield knowledge and other knowledges that he has. Batman with the gadgets plus the shield, it's just cool.
I can see Batman throwing a shield that's all black with a yellow bat symbol in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I think Batman would reject it and hate it. I think it would be a very conflicting duo. Like, if it was, how your D&D character, how you always have voices in your head, it'd kind of be like that. Like, it would be Bruce and Steve just constantly bickering back and forth inside. But eventually, I think Bruce wins the mental game and kind of has control of the body. But if it's like a merged, like even merged backstories, like it's Bruce Rogers or Steve Wayne, then I see it being very formidable opponent.
Yeah, and it would be a lot different depending on which merger you go with, because Bruce Rogers would be a little more dark and brooding, and I mean, he wouldn't need like his cape and his grappling hook and stuff because he could jump and, you know, do all that. But if you went with, like, you know, Steve Wayne, I think it would be...
World War II Batman gets frozen in ice.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. In my opinion, it'd be the Bruce Rogers, more of the Captain America, but he's dark and scary, and I don't want to mess with him because he's dark and scary sort of thing.
Yeah, kind of like Bruce Wayne with Captain Rogers' powers versus Captain Rogers with Bruce Wayne's backstory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, I feel like Batman and Captain America is a bit, I'd almost say contradicting, almost a little bit of a, I would say double negative, because it's not, it's more like a double positive that turns into a negative. That's not possible. Because, like, they both have similar skill sets. Batman knows every fighting style known to man. And Captain America knows how to kickbox and box and some martial skills. So it would just be adding on Steve. Like, Captain America's... What I'm saying, I'm trying to say, is Captain America's not really bringing a whole lot to the table besides a shield and super strength. It's kind of like what Iron Man said. It's like everything special about you came out of a bottle. But then again, Steve has his bravery and his courage and his leadership, except Batman has all that stuff too. He's just more blunt about it.
I think Captain America's, I think his morality would kind of enhance Batman. You know, because Batman has his morality. To a point.
Yeah.
But, you know, Captain Marvel, or fuck. I'm reading the next one down, sorry. Captain America has, you know, just that little bit more, you know, morality, a little bit more goody-two-shoes about him up until, you know, like the last couple of movies. But,
yeah. It's kind of like what happened if Superman and Batman merged, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Superman's not bringing a whole lot besides the physical aspects, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I went with Captain America and Batman. And honestly, that'd be kind of a cool combo. Could you imagine them fighting Red Skull Joker?
Yeah.
That would be so sweet.
I think that would work. I think that would be kind of... I think that'd be badass.
Yeah. You went with... go ahead.
I'm going to stop you for just a second. We've got somebody in the studio that's, you know, trying to mess with their headphones. Can't figure out.
What's up?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to welcome Miss Angel to the studio for a brief second, because she does have stuff to do. She's not a regular on the show, but we are going to welcome her into the studio. Miss Angel, welcome.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me for a minute.
Of course, always. It's always a pleasure.
You know, I just wanted to have a chance to say how proud I am of Alex and how thankful I am that he has been on the show for as long as he has with you.
2 years.
For 2 years. It's a long time.
That's what we've estimated.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we've been doing this on the show. That he's been an official co-host. I mean, he's been, you know, on some of the other BTS shows for the past 5 years that we've been broadcasting. Since 2000.
My first official show was reviewing Death Wish with Bruce Willis.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been, I mean, he's been with What's Your Curiosity. He's been with us since we were Radio Network.
Well, he will always be a part of us.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Yeah. But, yeah, this is his, we were just talking about that at the beginning. This is his last official show.
For a little while.
Yeah, his last show as an official
co-host.
Co-host.
I mean, I'll definitely be back before the end of the year. But
Oh, yeah, obviously. I mean, yeah.
Within the next, like, 4 months, 2-3 months, probably not.
I would say probably for, like, our Christmas special.
Yeah, probably.
Or right Thanksgiving.
Before, yeah, probably right before our Thanksgiving special, Thanksgiving, Christmas time.
Yeah.
Maybe maybe Halloween, but I doubt it. Maybe he can call in for the Halloween special.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
I personally just want to tell Alex that I am incredibly proud of you. I think that you are making the best decision for yourself. And I cannot wait to see what you do in the future.
Yes. Of course, much appreciated.
And we love you very much. And I'm not going to get sacked.
I got something to show you.
Okay. Let me make this bigger. That. Wow.
What is it?
He took down his
figures. See, look, I just get all sad on the show.
You took down your action figures.
Oh, Teal like this one.
Really,
I think I got, for those who don't know, I'm holding up a teddy bear that I got, I think around Christmas time, around one of your deployments. Yeah, it's very surreal to think that thing is so old. It was when you were still going on deployments.
Yeah.
Now, I'm old enough. I'm going to be going on deployments, potentially. Hopefully.
Yeah, my
That'd
last deployment cool. was 2010 to 2011. It was, God, 12 years ago was my last deployment.
Oh, I really made my Aunt Cheryl, who I love oh so dearly, cry with this one. Oh, yeah.
Aww.
This thing's older than me. It was relatives of mine, and my Aunt Cheryl gave it to me whenever I was like 2. That thing's really old.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
But, yeah, I'm getting stuff packed up, for those of you who don't know. But I was showing them I have empty shelves where all my cool stuff used to be. But
That breaks my heart because he had such an amazing collection.
Yeah.
I know. The recent displays I had looked so good. I didn't want to take them down, but it's just getting that time.
That's hard. That's rough.
Yeah.
But all of those things will have a home again.
Yes, they will have their own home.
Yes, and that's amazing to think about.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of our own is leaving the nest, and not going to lie, it's making me a little lumpy in my throat.
it's not even leaving our nest.
I still.
But it's still leaving the nest.
I have been so privileged to be a bonus parent for the last 12 years, and amazing to think about. So, very proud of you, and cannot wait to see you again.
Yeah, it'll be end of September.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, I have tater tots burning in the oven, so I guess I better get down there. But I love you, Alex, and I hope you guys have a great show.
Yep, love you too.
All right.
So, we were on your Batman
Amalgamation. Yeah. So, I chose... For some reason, my camera flipped. It doesn't matter now. So, I chose Batman and Black Panther.
Which, thinking about it, is probably more of a give-give situation rather than a give-and-take situation.
I think so. I liked your idea of Batman and Captain America with the abilities that each one of them has. But Black Panther kind of has some of the same...
He has the same abilities and then some, plus all the Wakanda tech. So it basically be like Batman Beyond with T'Challa in the suit, I guess.
Yeah, so you'd either have, you know, Bruce Wayne being raised in Wakanda, or T'Challa being, you know, raised by Alfred with Wakanda tech. But still, it would be kind of cool because you almost have like a similar nanite type suit, which I think would be awesome for Batman. I think Batman needs a little bit more of the armor type, especially against energy-based weapons. But I think the fact that Black Panther's suit absorbs energy and gives him, you know, more abilities, you know, just enhances his abilities, would be phenomenal for Batman. I can see Batman in a Wakanda suit that has, like, wings that come out and that he can actually fly, not just glide through. And then
this might be a bit, just a smidge racially insensitive, but I see it more of Batman being Batman and stumbling upon Wakanda and challenging T'Challa to become the next Black Panther. But since a white guy being Black Panther is a bit insensitive, I feel like it would be more of a respect sort of thing. Like, T'Challa's like, ouch, you kicked my ass, because Bruce Wayne is kicking T'Challa's ass without the Black Panther herb thing. It's not a debate, people. He's doing it.
I think it'd be better to be Bat Panther than Black Man. Sorry. Throw that out there. I had to. I think Black Man would be racially insensitive. So Bat Panther is a lot better. A lot better. I'm sorry. I can't see your face right now because we had to minimize our video, but I could just picture it. Oh, sorry.
So anyway, moving on. My third amalgamation is Wonder Woman and Captain Marvel. It's Wonder Woman, Amazon, but she gets abducted by the Kree, and, you know, she has all her Amazonian powers, plus Captain Marvel cosmic powers, and she's also not a total bitch, because it's Captain Marvel.
I did the same, simply because it would be a female version of the Superman and Thor. They'd be unstoppable, like unkillable. They'd be immortal and, well, not immortal, but, you know, unkillable.
Almost invulnerable. Now, the thing is, I don't read much Wonder Woman or any Wonder Woman at all. How can Wonder Woman fly?
Okay, so in the early comics, it was because she had an invisible jet. I don't know the reasoning. Hold on, let's find out.
George Perez helmed 1987 reboot of Wonder Woman's origin. Diana was finally completely able to fly under her own power, no strings attached. It was John Brynn who brought the invisible jet into Wonder Woman's life in 1996. I guess that's... Diana was gifted the ability to fly from Hermes with the help of some winged sandals.
Okay.
And I think over time it was just a gift from Hermes. And they kind of took away the sandal part.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. Because, I mean, she rocks some pigeon boots. Like, all the time. Now, the more you know.
Now you've got Wonder Marvel or Captain Woman. or Captain Wonder. Captain Wonder would be kind of cool.
Captain Wonder Marvel.
Or Marvel Woman. You can do Marvel Woman. But Wonder Marvel or Captain Woman. Sorry, I can't even say that with a straight face.
No, I was thinking of that. Oh man, I was thinking of that. That one episode of Family Guy where they did the Justice League opening, and it was Superman, Batman and Robin, Aquaman, Meg.
Yeah. Captain Woman.
There was that one episode where I don't know what they were doing. I think they were coming up with like superhero names or something, and they were all just, you know, spewing stuff out, and people can't hear Stewie, and so they're giving Lois a name, and everybody's, you know, giving her a name and whatnot, and Stewie just goes, "Hey, what the bitch."
What the bitch, Captain Woman? What are you doing?
Oh,
oh my god,
man.
We're gonna get canceled so quick.
It's my last episode. Oh man. So you also did Wonder Woman and Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't think of a better combination.
I wasn't gonna do Black Widow because.
Yeah, I mean, the Black Widow's got a lot of...
Wonder Woman can kick and shoot a little bit better now.
But she can also block bullets, so, you know, there's that.
Yeah.
I thought of, you know, every, like, female combination I could think of. You know, Black Canary and... I mean, Black Canary and Black Widow would have been interesting.
Mm.
I'm going to kick your ass and then blow your eardrums out.
Super bitch.
Pretty much.
Powers include excessive whining, kicking, excessive nagging. If you think about it, that's just a southern female. She can scream real loud and be real annoying and shoot pretty good.
Half the women here in Knoxville.
Just half the women in America.
True.
But we won't get into that. So next.
Nope.
I did Spider-Man and Nightwing.
Yeah.
I chose this based off of Marvel's own amalgamation of Spider-Man and Moon Knight called Arachnite, which is one of my favorite variations of Spider-Man. But, you know, it's got the Moon Knight. The Arachnite's kind of got the Moon Knight Batman stuff. It's, you know, it's cool. But Spider-Man and Nightwing, I feel like would work pretty well. Their personalities would merge up perfectly. Dick Parker. Peter Dick. The personalities would match up fantastically. They both love redheads. You take Nightwing's skill and abilities with Spider-Man's enhanced abilities, you know, the Spidey sense, the webs, the super strength, the increased speed, running speed, being able to swing instead of carry around a grappling hook all the time would be awesome for Nightwing. Mixed with Nightwing's acrobatic skills, I feel like this is one of the more formidable duos on this list.
Okay.
Just because Spider-Man and Nightwing, Spider-Man's just about as strong as Captain America, if not a little bit stronger. He's just as fast, probably a little bit slower than Captain America. Spider-Man can run really fast. And then you got Dick's, or Nightwing's ability to fight and be a charming badass, because he's basically a young Batman with a little bit more experience. Yeah, I mean...
So, would you call him Night Spider or Wingman?
Spider-Wing.
Spider-Wing Nightman. Goes together with Captain Woman. Sorry. off to meet Black Man.
Oh, Lord. So I will admit the name does not match up very well. But the names don't. But
hey. Spider-Wing might be okay.
Spider-Wing's okay. Oh, man.
So before we get into my amalgamation, I do have a caller on the line. We're going to bring him in, or her. Hello, welcome to
Hello.
The Cinephiles.
Hello, it's Jeremy.
Hey, it is the guy in glasses, ladies and gentlemen, the one of the hosts of Nope I Know on Friday nights.
That is correct. I just wanted to call in and wish Alex... well, and boot camp, and safe travels in his journeys, and what the military is going to bring him. So, I hope you guys have the most excellent show this evening.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely, man. It's a funny thing, just to, you know, a few years ago, it's just a little Alex. Just oh, Alex. Everybody got excited when Alex came into town, and now it's Alex going to the military. He's growing up. It's not fair. He's supposed to be little still.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to move on with your life. You're supposed to be you're supposed to be just a teenage Alex all the time.
Just be, mm-hmm. just be little Alex. But, again, I just wanted to call in. I just wanted to wish you well. And, you know, we're extremely proud of you, you know, as a business, but also as, a, you know, a family unit. We love you very much, buddy, and we hope the best for you, man.
Congratulations. Of course, thank you. Thank you. Much appreciated, Jeremy.
All right. Well, you guys have a good show. I'm not going to hold you up. There's somebody else. Hold on.
Hey, Alex. It's Danielle. Just wanted to say good luck.
Thank you.
You guys have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you later.
All right. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. See you guys later. Love y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Later. All right. Yep. That was the guy in glasses calling in. You can catch his shows Friday night. on, yeah, same, Friday nights, 6 to 8 Eastern. All right, so you just did Spider-Man and Nightwing.
Yes.
Yeah. I like the concept. I really do. I like the idea of Nightwing having a little more agility, because that's definitely what Spider-Man would bring. Definitely more strength, the ability to, you know, swing rather than use a grappling hook. That would save a lot of weight and a lot of room on his quote-unquote utility belt. And it also gives him that sixth sense, that spider sense, the Peter Tingle, if you will, of, you know, danger approaching. It would definitely enhance Nightwing's abilities. I don't know that Nightwing would enhance Spider-Man, but Spider-Man would definitely enhance Nightwing.
Nightwing would bring, like everything Batman brings to Captain America. Like, the, like, Spider-Man is very book smart, but he's not so much battlefield smart. So Nightwing would bring that to it. He would also bring detective skills, being able to solve crime. Instead of stopping it, he would solve it. Like, if there was a murder or something, I mean, you know, Spider-Man doesn't really solve murders. He kind of prevents them. The fighting ability would make Spider-Man a very formidable opponent in hand-to-hand combat. And just being able to adapt to surroundings and situations stuff.
Nightwing is a little more adaptable.
He's always got a can-do attitude.
Yeah, and he adapts to other people's fighting styles, whereas Spider-Man, unfortunately, basically keeps his own fighting style. Just figures out how to use his fighting style against the opponent, whereas Nightwing adapts his fighting style to his opponents. That makes sense.
Yeah, which makes him a bit less predictable.
Yeah. Now, I picked Nightwing and Captain America kind of for the same reasons that you picked Batman and Captain America, but I feel like Nightwing would be more willing to accept the abilities of Captain America. I feel like Batman would fight it. You know, regardless if he was forced or not, I think Batman would fight it. I think Nightwing would use the enhancements to his advantage. Captain America brings strength, speed, agility, intelligence to an already very agile, very capable opponent, or not opponent, character. Nightwing is probably one of the best non-powered superheroes in the DC universe. When we look at that family, I think, in my opinion, I think Nightwing is number one. I do firmly believe that Nightwing could beat Batman. I think Nightwing has... I think Nightwing has the adaptability.
If it's both their prime, maybe not. Like, Bruce is much more capable mentally. But I think it would be very, very tough. If it was like a Nightwing in his prime and Batman heading out of his prime, then, of course, Nightwing takes it.
Right.
But if it's like a Batman and year one Nightwing, no way. That's not...
No.
Batman beats the snot out of him.
Because, you know, he just got out from under Batman, and Batman in his prime in year one, he was a little more violent. and more willing to push the edge and push the limits. But if we look at Nightwing as he is now and Batman in a comparable fighting position, I still think Nightwing would win simply because Nightwing is more... Nightwing adapts better than Batman does. Batman's a little more stubborn in the way that he conducts himself, whereas Nightwing is a little more... He switches up a lot more, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and for the argument of, well, Nightwing always gets his ass kicked, he sucks, blah, 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 blah. That's all stupid mumbo-jumbo story stuff. Nightwing gets done dirty all the damn time. And
yeah.
That's kind of annoying, because on paper, Nightwing kicks a whole lot of ass.
Oh, yeah.
But for some reason, when they write him, they make him lose all the time. It doesn't really make sense. Like, there was a comic that came out fairly recently that Jason Todd basically took on the whole Bat family and broke Tim's nose and pissed off Dick a whole lot and kind of outsmarted Dick, but that wouldn't happen.
Like, no, Dick is smarter than Jason, I'm sorry.
Like, on paper, Nightwing beats everybody in the Bat family,
yeah,
including Batman. Probably struggles with Batman a little bit just because of the years of experience and the mindset, but if Batman's out of the equation, it's Nightwing.
Right. But the way I look at it is that if Batman or Nightwing were to fight, Batman would try to predict Nightwing's moves because he trained Nightwing essentially as Robin. But Nightwing, when he separated from Batman and became his own superhero, essentially his own entity, he developed his own style, which is 100% unpredictable to Batman. And I think that would be
Batman's
downfall.
Batman's fought people who he doesn't know their fighting style before, though. Like Ra's al Ghul, he trained
right
with Ra's al Ghul. He knows Ra's al Ghul's fighting style. But then again, Ra's knows more than just one fighting style, you know?
Yeah.
He's always fighting people who have different skill set, different mindset, different abilities. So you never know. I feel like if it was a street fight and there was a part two to the street fight, it'd be Nightwing won the first round and then Batman wins the second round.
I can see that. I can see it being a draw. My money's still on Nightwing, though, just because I like him better than Batman. Don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did choose Nightwing and Captain America because I think the enhancements for Nightwing would make him unstoppable. Like, there's nobody in the Bat family that would be able to stop him.
I don't know. I feel like that merger would throw Nightwing off a little bit. Because with that merger, it is a bit of a weight gain that he wouldn't be used to because of the added muscle and strength and stuff. So he'd be kind of thrown off
like,
in that regard.
If you're talking all of a sudden Nightwing has the abilities of Captain America, maybe. But if Nightwing had the abilities of Captain America all along, then he's already trained with that extra weight, with that extra girth, with that extra muscle, and he uses it to his advantage.
True. That, and I feel like the shield might hold him back from doing some of his moves and stuff like that. Because the thing is with his Escrima sticks is they can be put away, or he doesn't even have to fight with them. Like, they're very versatile, and he could switch
right
them up. He can use them as a batarang. He can use them as a staff if he has to for extra reach. He could use them as they are, as the two sticks. The shield is kind of a one-trick pony. You can only really block with it, bash with it, or throw it. There's no extension to the shield that you can do with it. Like, you can't turn the shield into a mega shield. Like, the shield is the shield. And what you
right
do with the shield is what you do with it. But with his Escrima sticks, he can manipulate them in certain ways that fits him. I'm not,
I think
I'm saying he could adapt to the Shield and use it in unique ways.
But I also
I think
that he could adapt the Shield to his ability. Same thing with Batman. I mean, you can use the Shield as somewhat of a grappling hook. You know, you attach a fucking line to it. When you throw it, you know, it can, you know, be like a grappling hook, and it would stick better than what they've got because it's, you know, vibranium versus the steel that Batman and Nightwing use. You know what I mean? I feel like they would, and I mean, there's nothing to say that Nightwing couldn't make the Shield smaller.
It kind of defeats the purpose of the Shield.
Not necessarily.
Have you seen that meme of how to kill Captain America? And there's a guy, they asked the Germans, how'd you kill Captain America? And they're like, we shot them in their legs because the Shield is the size of a dinner plate.
Okay. But I feel like he would adapt to the Shield and use it to his advantage.
He would. But adapting to something is much harder than being natural with it. Just, like, already knowing it. Like, the spider thing. Like, the web fluid and stuff.
Right.
Nightwing's already used to switching stuff out and being able to, you know, throw something at a building that's light and is just there, opposed to having to aim a shield, because it's like throwing a frisbee, and then throw it real hard and hope it sticks instead of bounces. Because it bounces off sometimes, depending on what you do with it. But I feel like it would be more natural. I'm taking a nature over adaptability approach to the Spider-Wing. It would be more natural for the Spider-Man and Nightwing merger, because it would just be like, I don't know, Dick Grayson merging with himself, essentially.
Right, and I can see that. I just think that Captain America and, you know, Night America or Captain Wing.
It would definitely be a cool merger, and I would like to see it come to life.
I think it would be very interesting, honestly.
A comic, but I think Spider-Wing would be a very formidable opponent.
I agree.
Spider-Man adds the technological smarts. Like, Nightwing would basically be as smart as Iron Man with the battle smarts of Batman.
True.
Next up, I thought about yours, doing yours. I thought that might have been a bit counterproductive to a certain character, but I did Flash and Wolverine.
I was very intrigued by that one. That one was the most...
Because the fact of, if I did, I was going to do yours.
Right.
But I didn't. I just think Flash and Wolverine would be, how do I put this, very tough to defeat. And you couldn't really kill him, ever. You couldn't kill him. You couldn't really stop him either, because he's running really fast. So you got the super crazy speed of the Flash.
Right.
With the Flash's advanced fast healing ability, like, he can heal a broken arm in less than, you know, a half hour or so. Coupled with his smarts, his technological smarts, I'm going Barry Allen and Wally West. They're both very smart people.
Yeah.
then you got Wolverine's adamantium skeleton with Wolverine's mentality. I feel like their personalities would definitely clash a lot, but if it's like a two-brain thing, it would definitely clash. But if it was like a Barry Allen that was born in 1863 with bone claws sort of thing, then, you know, it would basically be like a very fast razor. Like, you would just have a red streak cutting through people left and right. That, and with Wolverine's healing ability and Wolverine's knowledge of the past, of, like, I guess, American history of, like, wars and battles and stuff, coupled with his experience. I feel like Flash and Wolverine would be a very deadly duo, and a very tough duo to beat, because you can't really, like, they don't really have a weakness when you merge them, because
no.
Wolverine is kind of impenetrable, like, unless it's adamantium. Then again, if you stab the Flash with a knife, he's going to heal in, like, 15 minutes. And
unless you have a really, really big magnet, and then the Flash is done.
No, actually, because the Flash is moving so fast with that electricity, it negates the electrical field of the magnet. It negates the magnetic field of the magnet. Very, basically, essentially becomes his own electromagnet.
I want to put you on hold for just a second, because we do have another caller on the line. Give me one second. Hello, welcome to the Cinephiles. Who are we talking to?
Hey, what's going on?
Who's hey. Uncle? Hey. What's going on?
Not much. I just heard it was Alex's last show for a while, and wanted to tell him congratulations.
Thank you.
And yeah, just wanted to say I miss listening to you, because I listen to you guys at work, so just want to call and say congratulations.
It can be very different, but I'll be back. Be back soon.
All right, I don't want to interrupt, so.
All righty. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
All righty.
You guys have a good show.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
Have a good night. For those of you who don't know, that was the uncle. He has been featured on a couple of episodes here and there. He's also been featured on some of our Fireball Fridays on, TikTok. So, yeah, he's definitely an important member of the family. Big, I mean, obviously an important member of the family. He's the Funkle. But also, you know, a behind-the-scenes kind of guy here for Wicked Curiosity.
Yeah.
So
a power set I didn't really think of with Flash and Wolverine.
Okay.
He could essentially do like a... I'm thinking comic science here. He could essentially become his own electromagnet and manipulate the lightning and magnetism of things and become an electromagnet and, you know, kind of move and manipulate metal, kind of like Magneto. Not to, like, that extent, but, like, he could run really fast and build up that electrical charge and that electromagnetic field. And then...
Or shift his molecules fast enough. That would be a
and like attract metal to him, and like he could disarm people and stuff like that.
Huh. Turn his adamantium skeleton into basically an electromagnet.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
He basically becomes Magneto with super speed and
claws.
Yeah.
And invulnerability.
And a wicked alcohol problem, but. He's a Flash. He doesn't get drunk.
But badass sideburns. So, you know, there's that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I chose Flash and Doctor Strange. And it... To me, it kind of makes sense. In a way. Because I could definitely see him, like, opening portals. I mean, I know the Flash could run really fast, but if the Flash could open a portal as well, like...
So you want to know a crazy thing? The Flash can open. The Flash can open up portals.
Okay.
Not
well,
to like other
mean,
dimensions, but oh, well, kind of yeah, to other dimensions. Not to like the dream dimension or the mirror dimension, but like the Flash can, in some instances, run so fast that he goes to different Earths. He can run so fast he can go into the Speed Force. Can run so fast he can time travel. So speed is kind of on a, I would say a cosmic level, but it's kind of not.
Right.
That's
so
why I just really go
with the own energy.
Yeah,
that's
why I didn't
really
go with it. It does, depending on, you know, the, I wouldn't say the type of Flash, but Prime Flash can kind of do it whenever he wants. But like a new Flash, no, not too much. But
we know that Flash has to consume thousands of calories a day in order to keep his metabolism up, in order to keep his speed up, right?
And Doctor Strange opens portals to the nearest McDonald's.
Exactly. See, you know, he's running. He fucking opens a portal to the nearest McDonald's, grabs some food. You know, and this way he doesn't have to use his speed to get from one place to another. All he has to do is open up a portal and zip, he's there. Like, in less than a second.
He's
you know
zipping
I mean?
There in less than a second either way. And
right,
the thing is, the Flash has energy bars that he eats. So he's not eating 5,000 hamburgers a day. He has to eat one or two of those energy bars and he's good.
Right. But this way he saves those energy bars. Plus, he also has the ability to go into the Mirrorverse and really fuck up people's brains. Like, sending a bad guy into the Mirrorverse and then spinning around him? Like,
what if he sends Mirror Man into the Mirrorverse?
Yeah. Brain just fucking fried right there. I'm not even gonna lie, my brain just fried right there. Like
would that be like the ultimate prison for Mirror Man, or would that just make Mirror Man that much more powerful because he can travel through mirrors and reflective surfaces? Should he be like the ruler of the mirror dimension, or could he just never escape it?
Probably, I would say never escaped it. I don't know. Wanda did.
Wanda can also manipulate the mirror dimension, though.
This is true.
Mirror Man can only travel through the mirrors. He can't manipulate the mirrors.
No, I think it would be his ultimate prison, honestly. I think it would drive him insane.
Hmm.
I mean, if we go off of No Way Home, with the train situation between Strange and Spider-Man, imagine the Flash doing that to literally any bad guy and then just, like, speeding away. And
so let me switch to this question.
Okay.
Isn't it just Wally West when he put on the Helm of Fate?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. Mm. I mean, think about it. Wally West with the Helm of Fate in Barry Allen's body with a badass beard.
Anyway. Barry Allen can grow facial hair now.
But I think it would be kind of cool. Doctor Strange and the Flash, I think it's a cool amalgamation.
It's cool. I just don't see the practical use. You could argue he could time travel with the Eye of Agamotto, but the Flash can already time travel. I mean, getting food sources and stuff is cool, but the Flash doesn't have that problem.
But he uses less of his own energy to get where he needs to be.
So the Flash becomes a hybrid.
Yeah.
Becomes a hybrid crossover SUV.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, moving on. I did Green Lantern and Silver Surfer. This is any Green Lantern, Hal Jordan, John Stewart, Guy Gardner, whoever, Kal Rayner.
Okay.
This is just Green Lantern and Silver Surfer. I did these two because they're kind of similar in some aspects. I think the surfboard would be very productive to Green Lantern's abilities and could use it in interesting ways. Plus, with the cosmic powers that Silver Surfer has, would just kind of enhance the ring's abilities. That and the willpower of Silver Surfer, I feel like, would enhance the ring's abilities like tenfold.
Okay.
I just think it'd be a very powerful character. I wouldn't say the most powerful on this list, but a very powerful character, and a very hard one to beat. But yeah, it's basically just like enhancing the Green Lantern ring.
Okay, I can see that.
Plus, you know, Silver Surfer. And imagine Silver Surfer as a Green Lantern.
That would be interesting. I mean, I can
It's like he'd look like Captain Atom, but instead of that atomic symbol thing, it would be a lantern symbol. Like, it'd just be a silver dude with a lantern symbol on his chest and a green ring.
I can kind of see that. I see it with a green surfboard, though.
Yeah.
The Green Surfer.
But yeah, that's why I chose that.
Okay.
They would look perfect as a CGI person.
Yeah. That would be very interesting. I feel like the surfboard would become kind of null and void.
Well, maybe. Well, the thing is it's kind of like your Flash thing. He can use the surfboard to travel instead of using the ring's juice.
Power. Yeah.
Except this is more of a... no offense, but it's more of a practical thing than, you know, Flash being lazy and just opening a portal. Because the ring does need to charge, and wasting charge flying through space is kind of dumb.
I can see that. I can definitely see that.
Huh, so Silver Surfer and Green Lantern actually fought in the comics one time.
Huh.
That's interesting.
Huh.
Very cool.
That's actually a better amalgamation than what I had in my head with that. Because I struggled with Green Lantern and Silver Surfer. I really was. Like, it didn't make sense to me because they both essentially have the same abilities and the same powers. I feel like Green Lantern would overpower, like, Silver Surfer's cosmic power.
Yeah. You remember back when I was saying it's a double positive but ends in a negative with Batman and Captain America? This is a double positive that ends in a positive. Like, they both have powers, and they add it together.
Okay. I can see that. I can definitely see that.
But yeah, that's pretty simple.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Now, I want to hear Green Lantern and Hawkeye.
Okay. So one of the things that really bothers me about Marvel is, especially like the MCU. So
their characters suck.
What's that?
I said their characters suck.
To a point. We all know that Captain America is worthy of wielding Mjolnir.
Mm-hmm.
Because of his I don't know, goody two-shoeness, maybe?
Yeah, which also doesn't make much sense, because to be worthy of the hammer, you kind of have to be like a, I don't know, what makes someone worthy?
Right.
I mean, Thor's worthy, and he's kind of a shitty dude sometimes. I mean, he wages war on the Frost Giants for no reason sometimes.
So. Yeah. Well, that's why the hammer was taken from him.
He got it back anyway. He didn't really learn his lesson.
No.
But besides the point.
Yeah. I think the other person in the MCU that could wield the hammer would be Hawkeye. Because, and we're looking strictly at the MCU.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We're not really going off the comics. I don't know much about Hawkeye in the comics. We're looking strictly at the MCU.
He's just a purple spandex guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if we look at the MCU, when we look at why he's doing what he's doing it for his family, essentially. He is a family man. He's got a beautiful family. And I feel like the Age of Ultron, his actions in Age of Ultron would make him worthy. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, him being worthy of Mjolnir, in my opinion, also makes him a candidate for the Green Lantern. And before we continue, we do have another caller on the line. Hello, you are live on the Cinephiles. Who are we talking to?
How's it going, Dan and Zach?
Hey. So for those of you who I just
called to call in to tell Alex that I wish him the best of luck and tell him a big old thanks.
Of course, thank you. Much appreciated.
Yes, sir, man.
Alrighty. So for those of you who don't know, Zach is my co-host on Movie of the Week. So, but.
Yeah.
The best. I wish you best of luck, man. I really do.
Alright, thank you.
Yes,
much
sir.
Appreciated.
Alright, so I'll get back to talking about y'all's movie or show.
Alrighty.
Y'all take it easy.
Yep.
Have a good night.
Bye.
So, yeah, that was Zach. He is my co-host on Movie of the Week on Sundays. So back to Hawkeye and Green Lantern. I feel like Hawkeye's worthiness of Mjolnir would make him more than worthy for a Green Lantern ring, number one. Number two, Hawkeye's willpower is probably one of the strongest in the MCU. Other than, you know, being mind controlled by Loki, which, like, he couldn't really resist. Hawkeye's ability is the fact that he can shoot arrows really good, and he can fight. He has no real superhuman abilities, but yet he can go toe-to-toe with these aliens that, you know, attack the planet. He can go toe-to-toe with, like, Ultron bots. I mean, he has literally had the shit beat out of him. And continued on.
He went toe-to-toe with Black Panther.
What's that?
He went toe-to-toe with Black Panther in Civil War.
He did go, yeah. He went toe-to-toe with Black Panther. And I think that
I think I do like the Green Lantern. And I know I see what you're going with it. But I almost feel like Nightwing and Hawkeye would kind of be a good amalgam, because it takes everything that Nightwing's good at. It just makes him really good at aiming. And we saw Hawkeye is very versatile. He can adapt to his surroundings very well.
I think the only thing that Hawkeye would bring to that, honestly, is his aiming ability. Because Nightwing is better at hand-to-hand combat. Nightwing is more agile. Nightwing is, honestly, probably stronger, faster, and smarter than Hawkeye. I think the only thing that Hawkeye would bring to that is his, his accuracy.
Yeah, I think he would bring his accuracy, his enhanced battlefield smarts, his experience. I think he's got a bit more experience than Nightwing.
Yeah, I mean, he was kind of a hired assassin for a while, in a sense.
Yeah. I would say, honestly, I would say Nightwing has more experience, because Nightwing's been fighting criminals and maniacs since he was, like, 13.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, I feel like it wouldn't be, like, it's not, like, a power duo. It's just they would complement each other very well. Kind of like the Spider-Man and Nightwing. Like, they would complement each other very well, and there wouldn't be much resistance. I feel like Nightwing can kind of go with anybody, honestly.
Right.
Besides,
but if
like,
you
a...
look at...
Tony Stark. I don't think Tony Stark and Dick Grayson get along very well.
No. But if you look at Hawkeye with the Green Lantern ring, his accuracy and his willpower and his knowledge and his strength and his agility would be enhanced by the ring, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
You know,
I can see it.
I mean, Hawkeye's gotten a lot of crap over the years from Marvel and DC fans. It's like Aquaman. You know, Aquaman has gotten so much crap over the years that, you know, bringing Jason Momoa in and making the movies and making Hawkeye or fucking Aquaman just not some dude that controls the water, you know, or can fucking, you know, woo, 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 woo to the fishes.
That's the funny part, though, is Aquaman has always been cool. It's just he's in the ocean and he looks funny. Hawkeye was never cool until
Jeremy Renner got
a hold of it. Like, Aquaman was always cool. He always had super strength, super enhanced abilities. He's extremely durable. His trident is extremely durable. I mean, his trident is basically vibranium, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like the only thing. And it's magical, so it can hurt Superman sometimes. It can pierce Darkseid's chest armor, which is freaking hard to do.
But the thing
is Aquaman has always been cool, except, you know, Jason Momoa just enhanced it. Hawkeye, not so cool. He's quite literally just a guy in a ridiculous suit that can shoot pretty well. Jeremy Renner made him look cool and gave him a sense of humor.
Gave him a personality. And,
yeah.
You know, and with the addition of his family, and, you know, his family being protected by S.H.I.E.L.D., which is, you know, part of his contract with S.H.I.E.L.D., Hawkeye is more humanized. And I think, honestly, I think Hawkeye deserves a step up. That's why I gave him...
You felt bad for Hawkeye. That's okay.
I mean, kind of. You know, I don't think Green Lantern would... he might benefit from some of the knowledge and the skills of Hawkeye, but Hawkeye comes out the winner in this with Green Lantern. Green Lantern doesn't come out the winner with Hawkeye's abilities. Hawkeye, this is mainly Hawkeye with the Green Lantern ring.
Green Lantern with Hawkeye's abilities would just be if they cast Ryan Reynolds instead of Jeremy Renner.
Pretty much.
Like, it's literally the same dude, except Hawkeye would be a bit more promiscuous and flirty. That's it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have a family. Green
yeah.
Lantern with Hawkeye's abilities would just be Hawkeye.
Yeah. But if you gave the Green Lantern ring to Hawkeye, specifically the Jeremy Renner version, I think it would be kind of cool. That's why I chose Hawkeye
yeah.
Green Lantern.
It'd definitely be cool.
Green I was Lantern giving a leg up to Hawkeye. I felt bad for Hawkeye.
Cooler. That's okay. I felt bad for Silver Surfer.
I mean, I can see that. I felt bad for Jeremy Renner's Hawkeye. You know, I mean, have you heard his song?
Yes.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Speaking of Aquaman, we kind of left Aquaman off this list. Who would you merge him with?
Oh. Okay, so if I didn't merge Batman and Black Panther, I think Aquaman and Black Panther would be a good move.
Yeah. That would be a good move. I think that's kind of what they did with Jason Momoa Aquaman. It's essentially like underground. Yeah, it's just underwater Wakanda. I honestly don't know who I would merge Aquaman with. I would say Thor. Like, my first thought is Thor, because imagine, instead of Mjolnir, Thor with that badass trident and being able to...
With the lightning in the water, though.
He wouldn't be affected by it.
No, but every other fish and every other creature in the fucking ocean would be. He would electrocute the entire ocean.
Well, no, because there's thunderstorms and lightning storms in the ocean.
Right, but the power of Thor in the ocean.
If Aquaman
the
wanted to
full
commit...
power of Thor in
if
the
that
ocean...
If that amalgam wanted to commit mass fish genocide, he definitely could. But since he knows where all the fish are, he can manipulate his powers. That 99% of the time, Aquaman's fighting not in the ocean. He's always on land. So,
what about Aquaman and Iron Man? Think about it.
I'm thinking about it. It's a no.
It's a no, yeah. Aquaman
ooh.
And Captain America?
No, Aquaman and Vision.
Aquaman with the Mind Stone.
Essentially, yeah. But, like, he can, like, phase and fly. It'd just be cool Aquaman.
It would just be badass Aquaman. Aquaman would be badass. Or Vision able to breathe underwater.
How come Vision can breathe underwater? He's a robot.
Okay, Vision not getting affected by the water.
I don't think he does. He's an advanced robot. But, like, it would be... Well, here's the thing. Aquaman and Wonder Woman go off the same pantheon and same values and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't Hermes give Aquaman the gift of flight?
Because he swims underwater. Why would he need to fly?
So he's not made fun of by the Justice League.
This is true. I've got one for you, and I want you to think about this, because... This is interesting. Scarlet Witch, Wanda, from Multiverse of Madness, like at her peak, with Dr. Fate's helmet. You're thinking about
that,
it.
Yeah, that would honestly kill Wanda, though. The helm would totally drain her, because she would want to take over the helm, and I don't think she's powerful enough to do that, because it's literally an artifact of order, and at that time, Wanda was basically nothing but chaos magic and illusion magic and stuff like that.
I didn't think about that, yeah.
Yeah, so she was basically nothing but chaos, and it's an artifact of order, so it would quite literally kill Wanda and fry her brain if she tried to put it on. It would definitely be cool. I see what you're going with that.
Yeah,
It'd basically just be Zatanna with the helmet.
Yeah.
It just enhanced your abilities tenfold.
What about Doctor Strange with the helm?
Yes, but Doctor Strange flirts the line between chaos and order. So I feel like the helm would kind of reject him. But at the same time, it would be a healthy magical host body to where they could kind of... That would actually go together pretty well. Stephen Strange with the helm, that would be...
I think it would be interesting. I think Stephen Strange would accept it.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, I feel like anybody in the MCU could become a strong magical figure. Because Stephen Strange is just a brain surgeon, and there was no gifts or anything given to him for him to be able to do magic. So anybody in the MCU could essentially learn magic the way he did.
Oh, my God. Tony Stark with a sling ring.
He'd cut his arm off.
He would cut his arm off.
He would for sure cut his arm off. Now, Tony Stark with the Helm of Fate?
Oh, God, no.
He's not a magical body, but...
I don't know. That would be... Because that would just be Dr. Fate with Tony's personality.
And it wouldn't even be Tony's personality, because the person who puts on the helmet gets possessed by the one guy. I forgot his name.
Yeah.
I forget what they call him in the DC world. It's basically Anubis. I think that's what they call him.
So really anybody with Dr. Fate's helmet is just Dr. Fate.
Pretty much.
Who would you merge Iron Man with?
That's a good one. A really good one. It's a good question. My first thought would be Batman, because they're both similar.
That was my first thought. But I feel like
the
suit would weigh Batman down.
The suit would weigh Batman down, and they, if it is a dual personality thing, they would conflict and bicker and argue so much they would get nothing done.
They would just sit there comatose.
Or it would just be nothing. It would just be Batman. Because Batman would essentially just kick Tony out of his head. Like,
yeah,
Bruce has got such a mental fortitude that to put it lightly, a dumbass like Tony Stark couldn't get inside Bruce's mind.
What about... I'm trying to think of anybody in the MCU.
I guess that's what I look at.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, damn.
What about... I don't know that I'd merge anything. Oh, God. Iron Man and Lex Luthor. He would kill Superman. He would... Because Lex Luthor has a piece of kryptonite.
Yeah,
he
but Tony's,
make,
not a, Tony's not a killer.
Right, but Lex Luthor is. Lex Luthor with Tony Stark's... If you do Lex Luthor with Tony Stark's...
I feel like that's one of those, we just had it. It would be like a Hawkeye dynamic situation. Like, it would be a positive and a positive, but they would really, because Lex Luthor's tech is just
Lex
as good, if not,
suit.
Yeah, it's just as good, if not a little bit better at times, depending on the suit.
So Tony Stark
I mean,
is a good Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know, I thought he'd just be a technologically advanced Lex Luthor. But at the same time, it would just be the same way. I feel like it'd be the same as if Superman was fighting normal Lex Luthor.
Yeah. That's interesting.
That is a good one. Iron Man doesn't really merge well with people.
He doesn't, because really the only thing special about Iron Man, I mean, other than his intelligence, is his suit.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a good personality. I mean, if you wanted to match him up with somebody else with a good personality, then go for it. But
yeah.
I honestly can't think of a single DC character that would merge semi-seamlessly with Tony Stark.
Shazam and Doctor Strange.
That's a good one. That would just be like... That's a good one. That's a very devastating character for Superman to fight. That's two magical characters combining.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Hmm.
That's a really good one.
Ooh.
Kudos to you. That's a good one.
Thank you. Quicksilver and Batman. Essentially, the Flash as Batman.
They did that. It was a negative multiverse event, like negative worlds, where something happened and Batman went crazy, and Batman strapped Barry Allen to the roof of the Batmobile, and Batman and Barry Allen merged minds and merged powers. And just look up Red Death Batman, I think that's what it's called. And Batman becomes a speedster serial killer. He's fucking badass. It's very out of the norm, but it's a negative verse. So DC recently made the negative verse, where anything, like if the hero, it's always a, if the hero's lost sources, like sort of situation. Like if, if the hero's lost, because something happened. I don't know what kicked it off, but Batman started killing the Flash's rogues, and the Flash tried to put a stop to Batman, and it was freaking Batman, and strap him to the hood of the Batmobile, and went 88 miles an hour sort of situation, and merged the two bodies. Stole the Flash's speed force.
He looks vicious.
He's pretty badass.
God, that's scary.
And it's Bruce Wayne, so he can fight and stuff all the same.
Yeah. But Bruce Wayne with the Flash's abilities, that's scary.
It's a badass suit, too. Like, I freaking love the suit.
Yeah, looking at it right now, that is...
Like, they did good on this one. I don't typically like when they make Batman evil and Superman evil, but this was a good one.
Holy crap. That's interesting. That is definitely interesting. I kind of like
and
that.
I don't believe the Flash fights him ever. He's not a Flash villain. He's just a part of the Nightmare and Batman squad.
Damn. I may have to check that out.
Yeah, because there was the Dark Knight's Metal. If you look at the Dark Knight's Metal Batman, there's a Devastator Batman, which is Batman, but injected with Doomsday's blood. There's Batman, but he gets infected by the Joker stuff.
Yeah, the Bat Who Laughs.
Batman, yeah. There's a Mega Batman. I mean, it's basically a bunch of Batman serial killers. There's Batman, whose parents died, and the Lantern Ring found him when he was little. And he became an evil Green Lantern Batman.
Damn.
He's wicked. They're all crazy.
Huh. Hmm.
I don't know what happened to the story, though. Because it was a negative Earth type of thing.
Wow.
But yeah, that was our Amalgamverse conversation and took up an hour and a half of the show, but that's okay. Flash show, do what we want. Some quick news. I know I talked to you about this beforehand, but some very quick news.
Yeah.
Batgirl is canceled. Totally scrapped. They're not releasing it unless they change their minds, but they still have time to change their mind. But the Batgirl movie with Leslie Grace and J.K. Simmons and Michael Keaton no longer being released. I'm very disappointed in the DC fandom. Very disappointed. Bunch of hypocrites. When this movie was first announced, everybody was all pissed off. We don't want a Batgirl movie. Why do we need a Batgirl movie? And then the first set photos came out with her costume and stuff, and people were like, okay, the costume looks weird. But, people were just being mega bitches about this movie. And as soon as it gets canceled, Warner Bros. Needs to get their shit together. They don't know what they're doing, and blah, 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 blah. I would have rather them not release this movie, because test screenings showed that this movie was shit. Like, it was not good. And it just was not a good movie, and I'm glad they recognized it, because within the past 2 months, 3 months, Warner Bros. Discovery has gotten a new CEO, David something or another. I can't pronounce his last name. It's weird. And then Alan Horn, still current, I believe. He's still transitioning. But Warner Bros. Discovery recently hired Alan F. Horn. He is / was the chief creative officer of Disney Studios. He produced the Hobbit movies. He was responsible for countless other movies. He used to work for Warner Brothers, I believe, and then went to Disney and Marvel. But chief creative officer of Disney is now in negotiations and talks to being hired to Warner Bros. Discovery. Coupled with the new CEO that's kind of taking charge and, you know, basically trying to get DC's head out of its ass. It's looking good. With recent delays in the Flash movie, which is sad, but if they decide to axe the Flash movie the same way they do the Batgirl movie, I'll completely understand. If they feel like they can do something better, I completely understand. I know you're not going to like this. I don't want to see Michael Keaton come back as Batman. I don't. His suit and Batgirl look terrible. I don't like how they're bringing him back. I feel like Michael Keaton, he did a good run. He had a solid run. If he was going to come back, I wish it was more of a Batman Beyond situation. But I don't like him being as old as, no offense, I don't like him being as old as he is playing prime years Batman. It's essentially what it is, because in the Batgirl movie, he had a Robin, and now you're bringing in... Because Robin and Batgirl came in at, you know, roughly the same age, same time, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's a couple-year difference in most canon lores. There is some hope, because with the recent delay of the Flash movie, Ben Affleck is coming back as Batman and Aquaman 2. I'm guessing it's for a quick cameo. I believe it was supposed to be Michael Keaton, but they reshot due to the Flash movie. And I'm glad that they have decided to do this. I don't want them to completely get rid of the Flash movie, but I kind of want them to do kind of like a No Way Home situation. Like Barry goes back in time. He interacts with Michael Keaton's Batman, because that would still be cool. You know, as like an Easter egg, kind of how they brought back Andrew and Toby. But at the end of the movie, everything goes back to normal, and Ben Affleck is still Batman as Tom Holland is Spider-Man, sort of thing.
Right.
Like, everything sort of goes back to normal.
I'm going to agree with you on Michael Keaton. I loved Michael Keaton as the 89 and 91, I think, 92, Batman, the Tim Burton Batman.
Mm-hmm.
He did phenomenal.
He fit perfectly in that era and that script.
He did.
Everything.
He did.
That was him.
Yeah. He is getting older. I don't... And we've talked about this before. I don't think he should continue to play Batman, like you said, in a prime universe and replace Ben Affleck.
Honestly, I believe there's some rumors out there where Michael Keaton doesn't even want to play Batman. Like, he doesn't want to be the sole Batman of a universe.
Right, right.
Like, it's a one and it needs
that.
To be a one and done thing.
Yeah. I am kind of pissed off that they scrapped the Batgirl movie, because they could have very easily continued,
if they finished it and released it. Like, I'm glad they got rid of it, because rumor has it, it was a terrible movie. And even the executives, I'm glad that the executives are noticing a bad movie before they release it. Suicide Squad, obviously. They're noticing a bad movie before they release it. This was a $90 million mistake, but I'm glad they caught it. They said it had nothing to do with Leslie Grace's performance or the director's direction. It's just the script and everything that they were trying to do did not make sense with what the DC MCU type of thing that they're trying to build. If they are trying to build something like that, go for it. You have the tools for it now. Go for it. You have a new CEO. You now I believe it's pretty much official. They have a new chief creative officer with Alan Horn. They have the tools. They have the cast. Execute.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple. Like,
yeah.
If they don't
have the
really...
storylines, they have the universe. Kind of very, very, like, lately Snyderverse. I mean, you've got Man of Steel,
BVS. You don't have to bring back the Snyderverse. Sorry to cut you off. You don't have to bring back the Snyderverse. It's not what I'm asking. Just bring back those characters and those actors, like Henry Cavill, Ben Affleck. Recast Ezra Miller, please. Like, I didn't like him as the Flash in the first place. Like, he was weird. He runs weird. He moves weird. But that's not really the Flash. Recast the Flash.
Let's pick him Wally West.
Yeah.
Because you can very easily do that. You can take Barry Allen out of the picture and bring in Wally West.
I was telling this to one of my buddies. They could definitely make a Justice League / Justice League Unlimited, like that animated series. They could definitely do that movie, a movie of those characters. Just take out Barry Allen and bring in Wally West, because they already introduced Martian Manhunter in this Snyder Cut. They have a Hawkman now, and presumably Hawkwoman in the future, with Black Adam coming out. They have Dr. Fate. They have that new weird girl I'm not familiar with, Cyclone. They have Adam Smasher.
They have Shazam.
Yeah, they have Shazam. Like, they have the tools. And people love Shazam. People love him.
Yeah.
And if they want to bring Black Adam into the Justice League like they're doing currently in the comics, go for it. I don't care. Give The Rock all the damn money he wants. I don't care.
Yeah.
Just don't make The Rock an essential... I mean, make him a simple character, but don't just, like, use him to replace Shazam or replace Superman. Like, I'm not talking replacements here. I'm talking build. Like, they didn't replace Captain America with Black Panther. No, they fought side by side in a massive battle. It was freaking epic.
Yeah. And that's what they need to do. They need to have Superman, Shazam, and Black Adam essentially fighting Darkseid. That would be,
a great movie is Black Adam 2 or Shazam 3 or Man of Steel 2. Have Superman and Shazam fight Black Adam, because that's like a major, major fight in the comics, is Shazam and Superman versus Black Adam. Like, that's massive. There's an animated movie about it.
Yeah.
Do it. Like, come on. It's not that hard. It's really not.
And I wouldn't mind seeing a Batgirl movie in the future if they could
get it right. I mean, if they want to bring Leslie Grace back as Batgirl with that same costume and everything, cool. But if that movie was shit, if that movie was shit and was going to be shit, why are you complaining? Like, I'm not going to waste money watching a movie that is going to be bad off the rip. I don't care if it's on HBO. I'm still, money is still being wasted.
Yeah, is wasted. My time is precious.
Yeah, and I mean, if that movie's going to be bad, and I had high hopes for the movie, I liked the movie. It was looking promising, but with test screenings and the studio not being faithful and confident in it, then yeah, go ahead. They should have done it way sooner. But, before they spent $90 million. The thing is, what about the Blue Beetle movie now?
Oh,
because that movie does look pretty sweet. And have you seen that with Solo? I can't pronounce his last name. It's the Cry Kid.
I've seen
His suit looks badass, and with it being all practical, it looks badass. But
yeah,
I don't know what they're going to really do with him. Maybe they're trying to kick off a Teen Titans series or a Young Justice series. I don't know. I'm excited and kind of confused on what they're going to do with Blue Beetle. But
what I'm hoping for, honestly, is I'm hoping that they're going a different but similar route to the MCU, to where they bring in all these different characters, all these characters from the DC universe that, some are well known, obviously the Justice League, but some are lesser known, like Blue Beetle, Batgirl, even Shazam. and making them, you know, on the big screen, but then, you know, having them interact with some of these other characters and kind of building their own, getting to a point where they're building their own, like, end game or, like, Secret Wars or something like that.
The problem I'm seeing with DC is they're still trying to build a phase one. They've already done their phase one. Phase one is done. Move on. Like,
yeah.
You've already got your phase one. It was a bit rocky. So it wasn't the MCU's phase one. Not everybody was particularly happy with it. Move on. Compose yourself. If they need to take a break and not release some of these movies right off the bat, I'm cool with it. Like, if you guys need to honestly cancel the Flash movie, fucking do it and recast the Flash and reshoot. Or maybe reshoot all of Ezra Miller's parts. If you're totally wanting to get rid of Zack Snyder's universe, recast Ezra Miller. Like,
yeah.
That's your first step right there. Keep Jason Momoa, though. He's cool. And Ben Affleck and Henry Cavill and Gal Gadot, I guess. But don't just keep, you know, dragging shit over the coals and complaining that it's on fire. Like,
and let's kind of stop these side projects. Look, I loved the Batman.
The best thing for the DC universe is to maybe have two separate universes and see which one does better. Because
it could, but
people aren't all that confused with the Batman and the Joker. Like, those are standalone movies and people understand them. But don't go making a Superman standalone movie that takes place in the same universe as Pattinson. Like, if you're going to make a Superman movie, make it in the DCEU. If you want to make a Ben Affleck Batman movie, probably not. You know, if you want Ben Affleck in the loop of things, have him in other movies. Like, maybe have a Nightwing movie or a Robin movie and have Ben Affleck as Batman in those.
The thing for me, the thing that I liked about those particular movies is that we did not get a backstory to Batman. Like, I'm talking about, like, Ben Affleck's Batman.
Yeah, we don't need a backstory to Batman.
Like,
If they wanted to make a Ben Affleck Batman movie, maybe focus on Bruce Wayne. Make it a Bruce Wayne movie, for all I care.
Make it to where it's where he brings in, like, a Robin, or where we've already had Robin and
we introduce
Nightwing.
If you make Batman movies, don't title them Batman or The Dark Knight or this or that. Call it Batman and Robin. Or
we've had one of those and it flopped.
Or World's Finest or
The Great Detective.
Something.
Yeah, World's
like
Finest
call
Detective.
It. Yeah, or call it like comic covers, like Batman and the Court of Owls. But I kind of see Robert Pattinson's Batman fought the Court of Owls, so don't do that with Ben Affleck. But
no,
if you want Ben
Affleck, I don't see that.
I think it may be a bit too late for Ben Affleck's Batman. I honestly don't know what they're going to do with Batman, because they seem like Robert Pattinson's getting a sequel.
Yeah.
They have Ben Affleck and Michael Keaton as of now. Like, they have three Batmans. I'm not saying pick one and stick with it, but pick one in this universe and stick with it, and then make your, like, awesome movies over here.
Yeah.
with another one. Like, yeah. I'm tired
I don't
of
know.
The
I just,
tiptoeing, because it's... And in all honesty, if they want to make separate universes, I can see how it'll confuse some people. I'll label them. Like, in the thing, you know how Marvel has, like, their big-ass Marvel thing and then their iconic intro?
Yeah.
Have something like that and call it DC Dark or DC, DC Legacy, DC Legends, or DC This, and have separate movies and don't connect them. Like, keep them separate. And then if you want your cinematic universe, keep going with your Black Adams and your Shazams and your Aquamans, and then have, you know, Batman and characters sprinkled in there as, like, side-ish characters.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, I want to see.
I want to see DC succeed, damn it. Like,
yeah, obviously. I want to see them succeed in the live action, live action area. They were doing so well with the ones that they had. I don't know what else to call it but the Snyderverse, because that's essentially what that is. Even though I know, Zack Snyder didn't direct all of them. But I want to see that grow and continue. You know, I want to see a Dark Side fight between the Justice League and Dark Side.
And I don't know why people call it the Snyderverse, like restore the Snyderverse, because all he's doing is Justice League movies. I don't want to see four Justice League movies back-to-back, because that's what he had planned, was like four or five Justice League movies planned back-to-back-to-back. I don't want to see that. Like, if you want to make a Snyderverse with the Snyderverse characters, make it with, don't call it the Snyderverse, because it's just, honestly, the DCEU. Because we don't call it the Russo Brothers verse. We don't call it the Joss Whedon verse. You know, they directed the Avengers movies, but it's not their universe. It's the MCU.
Right, yeah. So have that as the DCEU, and then have the other ones as, or like the DCU, and then have the other ones that's just like,
anthology films. Like,
yeah.
You have your Star Wars movies. You have one through nine, and then you have your anthology stuff, like stuff that doesn't really add to the nine movies. You have your Rogue Ones, your Solos, and those don't confuse people. Yes, in the same universe and on the same timeline, but you don't have to watch all of them to understand it.
Right. I don't know. I want to see DC become as big as. I really do, because that's what they deserve.
This might sound like I'm, like, gatekeeping, but I kind of don't want to, because then it's going to... There's a lot of Marvel fans out there that don't understand / appreciate the stories that they're actually telling. They just like it because it's the biggest goddamn thing out right now, and it's almost like a trend. Like, I don't want DC to become a trend like Marvel did. Like, I want people to appreciate DC like they appreciate Star Wars. Like, Star Wars isn't a trend. Like, yeah, there's new people at Star Wars who are stupid and don't understand what they're looking at. But Star Wars spans generations. And I feel like DC does that same thing. You like Michael Keaton. I like Ben Affleck. You know, I like Episode 2. You don't like Episode 2 all that much. You know, it's a generational thing. Like,
it
Star
is.
Wars spans generations, and I wish DC would do the same thing.
And I agree with you. I really, when I said I wanted it to be as big as Marvel, I didn't mean, releasing three movies every
year. Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, I want it to be and I want it to be successful, but...
Yes.
Don't have the ego that Marvel does. Like, not every Marvel project that comes out is good. I hope people understand that. Like, they've had some stinkers.
They've had some pretty bad ones, but I have, so both of my BTS shows on both Movie of the Week and Cinephiles, for the longest time, I have really, really trashed DC live action movies.
They deserve it in some cases. Other cases, a little bit harsh, not gonna lie, hurts my feelings, but Suicide Squad deserves it. Justice League,
but I want to be able to review movies on Movie of the Week and come back on the Cinephiles and be able to praise DC like I did for the Batman with Robert Pattinson. I want to be able to come on and say, like I did with Shazam and like I did with Aquaman, because right now,
in all honesty, DC's looking that way. It's looking good. They need to
They're getting
organize.
Better, yes. And I
they
am,
need to get their ducks in the row, but they're something in particular. And yes, I'm going to brag about this because there's 8 minutes and this is my last show, and I'm going to bring it up. The MCU's CGI is shit.
It is, yes.
The DCEU CGI is great.
The thing is with the DC...
Joss Whedon's Justice League sucks ass.
We're not talking about that. That's not canon.
That's CGI.
Not canon.
that CGI sucks. I understand it. The Batman's CGI was terrific, and it did have CGI. Black Adam's CGI looks amazing. Shazam's looks awesome. There's another
thing
one
that
got announced. Oh, The Flash. The Flash looks like a good movie, like quality-wise.
The thing is when I look at Marvel and some of their recent projects, I see CGI. When I look at DC, when you look at the Batman, you can't tell. Like, I can't tell that there's CGI in there. I know there is because of some of the stunts and some of the, you know, stuff, but I can't tell. It looks realistic. And when we look at, like, some of these other movies, you know, Aquaman and Wonder Woman aside, the CGI is fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they, and that's what they got over Marvel, and that's one thing that they kind of need to focus on, you know, is the special effects in their movies, the combination.
They need to not release so many at one time. Like,
I agree.
Did you see the, we talked about it last week, the San Diego Comic-Con announcements? They announced Phase 5 and 6. Phase 1, 2, and 3 spanned 10 years.
Yeah.
Phase 4, 5, and 6 is 5 years.
Yeah.
Like, an entire saga in half the time is getting a bit ridiculous, and also two Avengers movies back-to-back in the same year.
Yeah.
Like, big, you know, event.
I mean, they did that with Infinity War and Endgame.
They were 2 years apart, though. This is the same year.
Yeah, this is true.
Same year, months, probably days apart from each other.
MCU needs to kind of slow down a little bit, as much as I hate to say that, because I love their movies. I love their stories.
And they need to not turn VFX artists into a sweatshop, damn it.
Yeah.
You can kind of tell, especially with Thor and Black Widow and... Ooh.
Eternals.
Yeah. Well, the thing about Eternals is some shots looked fucking phenomenal, and then other shots, I was like, you're kind of looking doughy there, Icarus. But, like, the shot of the Celestial coming out of the Earth and stuff, that looks fantastic.
I agree.
Well, when it comes to the people in that movie, they don't look too great. Like, the CGI people in that movie is not so great.
Yeah.
Thor's was terrible.
Yeah.
Probably just as bad as Black Widow, in all honesty.
Even when you go back to, like, No Way Home, I mean, why did they CGI Green Goblin's?
Why'd they CGI Toby? Like, they just use CGI in places they don't need to, and it's honestly, you could say it's much faster, much easier. Except it's not, because you have to generate a whole person and make it look realistic besides, you know, just shooting it with a camera. Like, I can understand CGI-ing explosions and massive, like, Thanos characters, but, like, people, like, me-sized people? Come on.
Yeah. And with that, unfortunately, we are down to the last 5 minutes of the show. I want to personally thank Alex for being my co-host for, you know, these past couple years. Cinephiles has been an amazing show with you. I have had so much fun on this show. Even our Rocky shows, like, because we've had some Rocky. You know, it was still so much fun. I love talking to you about all of this stuff. I mean, like, this topic, we could go for another 3 hours.
Yeah, and our knowledge on the topics have expanded tenfold. Like,
yeah, definitely.
It's crazy of how much knowledge we have both absorbed.
Yeah.
In the past 2 years.
Yeah, I find myself talking about things that I'm like, I how did I know that? And I'm like, oh yeah. Cinephiles, you know, talking with you. But I do want to thank you. It has been an amazing couple of years. I've loved every second that we've been on together.
Yeah, likewise. been awesome. I love talking movies and TV shows, and I can gladly say I have succeeded and potentially won the DC versus Marvel argument. It has been a 2-year battle, but I've done it, people. Potentially. I've still got to get that last push, but
I've grown a greater appreciation for DC over the past.
At least we agree on Star Wars.
Yes, I mean, well, not entirely. We still kind of bicker over the best movie, but that's definitely for another show, for another
time. At least both of our best movies are fantastic movies.
They are.
It's not like my favorite movie is Last Jedi or something like that.
Yeah, no, they are the best in the entire series.
Yeah.
And they're both interchangeable. That's the best. Again, I do want to thank you. I know this isn't goodbye forever, because I know you will definitely be back on air with us. I'm hoping to, you know, maybe get you back into the studio one time with us. But yeah, I've loved it. Cinephiles will not be the same without you. Don't co-host lined up, to be honest. So as of tonight, Cinephiles will be on hiatus for probably a while, until, you know, I can get it back up and running. It's just not going to be the same.
Yeah.
But I want to say thank you from everybody here at Wiki Curiosity Media. We do love you. We do wish you the best, and, you know that you will do amazing things. We will definitely keep all of our listeners and supporters updated as to your progress, as you update us. Have a safe on the 9th. We do love you, and we will miss you.
I love you guys, too. It's been fun.
So, and on that note, this means more than ever now. Support your veterans, fire, police, and EMS. They are out there every day for you. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, please be safe, be smart. We want you back here. We want you back here every night that we broadcast on Wiki Curiosity Media. There is a show on Sunday night. We are reviewing Prey that is coming out on Hulu. It is the prequel movie for The Predator, one of my favorite franchises. So stay tuned for that. And also for Note by Note on Friday night. All the other shows will be on hiatus for a while. Thank you everybody for your love and support. We greatly appreciate it. I hope you all have a fantastic rest of your Wednesday night. Have a fantastic rest of your week. And BTS, we'll see you back here tonight.
All right. Good night, everybody.